Off the ball.
Rugby.
And then with the players, they're just so supportive and, you know, you see it, like they play with their heart in their sleeve, and that's all you want from them, to do or die out there, and that's what they do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Mikel Arteta once again hails the influence of Pep Guardiola as Arsenal dump Real Madrid out of the Champions League. We preview tonight's Europa and Conference League's action, plus good news for Cork City ahead of their trip to Dalymount tomorrow night. But first, Liverpool have confirmed that captain Virgil van Dijk has signed a new contract with the club. It ends widespread speculation that has lasted the entire season regarding the Dutchman's future, but he has now put pen to paper on a new two-year deal. Van Dijk follows closely in the footsteps of Mohamed Salah, who also committed to Anfield for a further 2 years last week. Van Dijk spoke about his new contract with Liverpool's media team and says there was never really any hope of him heading anywhere else this summer.
Very happy, very proud. There's so many emotions, obviously, that goes through my head right now speaking about it. It's a proud feeling. It's a feeling of joy. It's just incredible. You know, the journey I've had so far in my career, to be able to extend it with another 2 years at this club, it's amazing. And I'm so happy.
It was always Liverpool, wasn't it?
It was always Liverpool, yeah. It was always, yeah, that was the case. It was always in my head. It was always the plan, and it was always Liverpool. So it wasn't any doubt in my head that this is the place to be for me, for my family. I'm one of Liverpool. Someone called me the other day, adopted Scouser. So really proud to hear these things, and gives me a great feeling.
Can we finish on a lot of what you've been talking about here, what you are to the fans, what the fans are to you and the city is to you as well? How big a motivating factor is in this final couple of games that you might get the chance to celebrate it with them when you never had the opportunity last time?
Yeah, I think obviously we've all seen Mo speak quite a bit about it, that we deserve that we deserve it all. And in some ways, I fully understand them. And in the other side of it, I think we have a job still to do. But when we do it, we have all the right to celebrate it for how long and how many days, weeks we want, because we should, because it's hard work. And it will be amazing. I'm pretty sure of that. And I don't like to speak too much in the future, like I said, like you already noticed, but I would just encourage everyone that comes to Anfield for the remaining games of the season to wear red. Come in red, or come with all reds, make it a red Anfield, because also that would look incredible, and make as much noise as you can. And then you will enjoy it even more than you already should do, in my opinion.
Mikel Arteta says he once again sought inspiration from Pep Guardiola before Arsenal's 2-1 win at the Bernabeu last night. The Arsenal boss had admitted to speaking with the Manchester City manager prior to last week's first leg. The two, of course, worked together when Arteta was Guardiola's assistant at the Etihad. Arteta told reporters in Spanish that he once again called his former boss ahead of last night's second leg win, which saw Arsenal dump the 15-time winners out of the Champions League. The Arsenal manager said that Guardiola has been an inspiration to him as a player and a manager, and that if he's at places like the Bernabeu, it's because of the former Barcelona midfielder. Goals from Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli helped secure a 5-1 aggregate victory over Real and book Arsenal's first semi-final spot since 2009. Arteta says the club have come a long way during his time in charge.
Well, that has been quite fast before, because it was impossible to be in any round, because the club was in the Champions League for 7 years. So that shows you the turnaround and a lot of great decisions that the club is made, and the contribution for a lot of people to be where we are. And it's a team that you can feel today how hungry, how determined, and the ambition that is go. So we're going for more for sure.
Carlo Ancelotti says he can only be grateful to Real Madrid despite the spectre of the sack looming over him. The Italian still has a year left on his contract. Real are just 4 points behind Barcelona at the top of La Liga and will play their fierce rivals in the final of the Copa del Rey on Saturday week. On top of that, there is the Club World Cup to play during the summer. When asked about his future, Ancelotti admitted the club could well dispense with his services at any moment, but he would only be thankful for what they've brought him as a manager. However, he says both he and the players must focus on the trophies that remain to be won this season. Tottenham will tackle the second leg of their Europa League quarter-final tonight without Heung-min Son. The Spurs captain hasn't travelled to Germany due to a foot injury. That tie is level at a goal apiece from last week's first leg in North London. Defender Kevin Danso is available again for Spurs, having recovered from a hamstring injury. This competition is regarded as a last means for Ange Postecoglou to save his job, and defender Mickey van de Ven insists the players have full faith in their manager.
Yeah, we all still have the trust in the gaffer, and we still have trust in the way he's playing. So tomorrow we want to win the game, of course, for him, but also for us and also for the club and also for the fans. It hasn't been a really good season, of course, what you're saying, but it's a big game for us. And of course, we want to achieve something special this season. And I think this is the best way to do it.
Ruben Amorim is also feeling the heat, with Manchester United level at 2 goals apiece, with Lyon ahead of tonight's second leg at Old Trafford. With their worst ever Premier League finish already guaranteed, United still have the chance to win a trophy and secure Champions League football. Amorim looks set to restore Andre Onana to the United goal after he was dropped for Sunday's 4-1 defeat at Newcastle. The United boss says he made that decision with Onana's mental health in mind, and he was asked if recalling the goalkeeper now for such a high-stakes game places Onana under even more pressure.
Yeah, that is the
dilemma.
Not just the dilemma, but this is the big factor on being a coach. Everything you do has two ways, and you can, if he's and he's going to be really good tomorrow, I'm sure of that. But if he's the other way, people will say that it was a bad decision. So we never know. I'm trying to be clear on things and try to make the evaluation be really simple, not overthinking. And when I imagine the game and I see Andre Onana, he had 1 weekend that he rest. Now he's ready to return to the competition, and I chose Andre to start this game.
And just on the Europa League, you obviously want to win the tournament, but is this team and squad good enough to play in the Champions League next season, given you're going to finish in the bottom half of the Premier League?
If you look at this moment, I think we are not ready to cope to be really competitive in Premier League and to cope with Champions League. I think it's really clear, and you have to be really clear. But then you play in one club, you should fight for this competition. You should be on Champions League. If you have Champions League, you know that you have a different budget to try to put a better team for next season. But this team, with new players, will need time to work. So I think it's something that we'll discover next year, hopefully.
After an heroic display with 10 men at Ibrox last week, Rangers go to the San Mamés goalless with Athletic Club ahead of tonight's second leg. And Bodo Glimt have the chance to boldly go where no Norwegian club has ever done before. That's the semi-finals of a European club competition. They take a 2-0 lead to the Stadio Olimpico, where they'll play Lazio tonight. The last ever Norwegian team to make a quarter-final was Vålerenga in the final season of the Cup Winners' Cup, when they were beaten by Chelsea in 1999. Chelsea themselves should conduct a box-ticking exercise at Stamford Bridge tonight, where they take a 3-0 lead into their Conference League second leg with Legia Warsaw. The winners of that one will face either Rapid Vienna or Djurgårdens in the semi-finals. Rapid have a 1-0 advantage to protect tonight. On the other side of the draw, Fiorentina lead Slovenian side Celje 2-1 with this evening's second leg in Florence. And not since 1991 has a Polish side made a European semi-final. Jagiellonia will try and change that tonight, but they must come from 2-0 down at home to Real Betis. Shamrock Rovers say Danny Mandroyu's injury is not as bad as first feared. He limped out of Monday's win at home to Cork City, having only returned from a hamstring strain on Friday last after 6 games out. But speaking to Rovers media team, Stephen Bradley says Mandroyu's latest problem is not too bad.
Did fear for it when I seen it, and so did Danny. Like I said, we've been extra cautious with Danny getting him back, just because we know he's such an important player for us, and it's so early in the season. But we think we're probably looking at another maybe 2 to 3 weeks, which is not too bad at all. So all gone well, he's not going to be too long out, but we got to make sure that we get it right. And the last thing we want is Danny keep coming back and breaking down, because First of all, for him, that's not good. But for us as a team, he's in a very important player for us, so we need to make sure we get it right.
And don't forget, Rovers' massive Dublin derby away to St Pat's is live on tomorrow night's Off the Ball, with coverage starting on News Talk from 7 p.m. Cork City finally have received a timely boost ahead of tomorrow night's Premier Division game away to Bohemians. Experienced midfielder Greg Bulger is back in the mix, having missed their last six matches. His absence from the team has coincided with the Leasiders' slump in form, with manager Tim Clancy calling for more leadership on the field after Monday's 4-1 loss at Shamrock Rovers. He's renewed those calls for more character at Daily Mount tomorrow night.
It's not some, it's everyone. It's from, I watched during the game the other day, I seen Aaron Green as a centre forward for Shamrock Rovers. Absolute barking out orders at attacking throw-ins for them, and or even for us. When we had throw-ins in the Rovers half, he was organising, he was screaming, he was shouting. You have Pico doing it, you have Gary O'Neill doing it, you have everyone in their squad on the pitch is talking, and it just makes things a lot easier for everyone collectively. I feel that when you get a few bad results, you can feel sorry for yourself, but that's not the way to get out of that rut. You have to be even more vocal, even more energetic, even more defensive minded. It's certainly something we've been working on since the game on Monday, and will do for the rest of the week before Bowls on Friday.
Tim Clancy there. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and they'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.